Harper One and Harper Audio present The Next Chapter, Making Peace with Hard Memories, Finding Hope All Around Me, and Clearing Space for Good Things to Come by Jana Kramer. This is The Author. To my Jolie and Jace, who motivate me to be the best version of myself. Preface. I was in the downstairs master closet with my two children, Jolie and Jace, one kid huddled under each arm. Tornado sirens were going off all over Nashville. Tonight would be a disaster. Just north of us in Kentucky, a tornado was supposed to touch down and tear through a small town. For all we knew, it was headed our way next. I didn't hesitate, my fingers moving to the only name in my contact list I knew to call. "Hi," I said a little shakily, just as my ex picked up. "Jana," he said, "are you and the kids in the safe spot?" "Yes." I felt better instantly, as I knew I would. We had signed divorce papers a year ago, so why would I call the man who I was 100% certain had ruined my life, the man I blamed for breaking up my family? The man whose cheating and lying was a permanent blemish on my career. You might wonder why I didn't call anyone else. I called because I was scared. In fact, I was terrified. In moments like this, my ex was our rock. He was my anxiety blanket, and I trusted that he would have the answers and that he would protect the kids and me like he always did in the past. This wasn't the first time a tornado siren had gone off and we huddled as a family in a closet. But this time, our foursome was down to three. I felt the ex-husband-sized hole at that moment, and I know the kids did too. Jolie, Jace, and I still lived in the house where our marriage played out. It was the place where my ex and I got back together after his first infidelity came to light 6 years earlier, and where we vowed to try again. It's where we fell apart once more, doubled down on our commitment, renewed our vows, wrote a book about the experience, and celebrated its success and our own. It's also where we had our last fight. And finally, where I signed the divorce paperwork a year later, just down the hall from where I sat huddled in the closet now. As the kids fought for the phone, hoping to hear their dad's voice, I held on. I was silent, and so was he. I wondered if he wished he was there with us. I let that thought arrive, and then I let it pass. "It's really eerie out," he said. "It is." There was so much more I wanted to say, but instead I said, "I'm scared." "You're okay. Just stay in the closet," he said. So much went wrong between my ex and me. Our marriage suffered from the same issues that plague many relationships. Believe me, I receive more direct messages confirming this than I could possibly count. But our suffering was for the world to see. My ex's sex addiction and recovery, followed by a series of relapses, was covered widely by the media. We never shied away from discussing our problems or our decision to stay together. So when the marriage fell apart, the shame was immense and all-consuming. I was cast as the eternal victim and he, the perpetrator. These two roles neither captured who we really were nor gave us a chance to evolve beyond them. After the divorce was finalized, I had to face the failure of the longest relationship I had ever been in. I suffered financially as I had to spend almost half my money on a settlement, legal fees, and child support for my ex. It was also the first time I was separated from my children since they were born. "Will you stay on the phone with us until it passes?" "Of course," he said. At that moment, I wanted the four of us to be together. I wanted to say I wished he was with us, but I didn't. I left it out for a good reason. There was no use treading old ground or bonding over trauma. There was no use stating the obvious. There was no going back now. He knew that, and I knew that too. A silent understanding. "Tonight scared me too," he paused, then said, "and it made me miss my family." I knew he meant it, that he felt the same emptiness that we did. Somehow this realization that we each felt the other's absence and could admit it without desiring physical closeness confirmed that there wasn't a drop of romantic love left between us. But there was a chance now for something even better. Respect, consistency, kindness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?